this is fun. I've been looking forward to this for some time now. As we want to welcome in John Rivoli into the studio, one of the, if not the best kept secret in Hollywood. John is an artist who is basically attached at the hip to Sylvester Stallone at this point. Basically anything that you've seen involving Sylvester Stallone comes back around to John. John, welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thank you. Great to be here, Brian.
Glad to have you on here. Before we get into some of the things that you're up to today, I kind of want to walk through your past a little bit and how you got started on this path.
Sure. If you want to go way back, I knew I was an artist from the youngest memory, five mm-hmm. years old. I knew I was an artist, and I knew I wanted to work in cartoons.
Okay.
So, at a certain point after I graduated, I went to FIT in New York, and I studied in Italy as well. That's where I learned how to paint.
Okay.
It was in Florence, Italy.
Pretty decent place to learn how to paint.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They've
better.
They've got a few names over
they
there.
They have a few, and we had to study them very closely.
Yeah.
I mean, we would go to the museums where the great masters' work were, mm-hmm. and we would have to set up our easel and paint and recreate them right there while all the patrons were walking past us. So,
okay,
a lot
wow.
of pressure.
Yeah.
And so I made my way out to the studios, basically just cold calling them. And my real doorway in was I created this technology that allowed you to make animated characters in the computer. Before that, we were doing everything by hand. You know, computers aren't as old as you think they are. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we would do everything by hand and we'd scan it into the computer. But there were all these flaws with that. You couldn't reproduce them properly. They just broke up when you tried to enlarge them. So I worked with Adobe and I helped create what's called the pen tool. So that allowed me to draw directly in the computer. And this is groundbreaking back in the late 80s, early 90s. This
okay,
is the thing.
Yeah.
We take it for granted now, but it didn't exist.
Sure.
So I created this tool process and started creating characters. And I went out to California and showed all the studios. And they were just going bananas.
Yeah.
And that was my way in. So I became the character art guy for all the studios and started creating all the characters from Looney Tunes, Scooby-Doo, Tom and Jerry, anything Hanna-Barbera, all of the Nickelodeon stuff, everything, because I was the guy who had this new technology.
So, okay, just to be clear, like you weren't inventing the characters. You were recreating how the characters were made.
That's right. And okay. In some cases, creating what those characters look like.
Go ahead.
Yeah, SpongeBob. So back in the late 90s, late 98 and early 99, working with the creator, we developed what that character looked like. And then I drew that character for the next 16-17 years before they shipped it overseas.
Mm-hmm. I have to be a fly on the wall here. How did that pitch work? How do you receive that information of what a SpongeBob is, and how do you like visualize it?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Well, you know, the creator has a vision in his mind of mm-hmm. what he thinks it is, and then we start sketching, and we sketch, you know, I'm telling you, hundreds of versions of this before you land on what you know him to be today.
Okay.
So it is a ton of back and forth, but it's all fun stuff. And you just you refine more and more and more as the process goes along. We did the same thing with Harry Potter. We worked directly with J.K. Rowling, my amazing character artist partner, Fred Bode, when we sat right with J.K. and designed what those characters look like.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Think about the implications here, though. Because, I mean, Daniel Radcliffe is Harry Potter, right?
Yeah.
So when I think Harry Potter, I think of Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
But if your interpretation of how Harry Potter is supposed to look before that is different, I mean, that could be cast completely differently.
Yeah, no, we were waiting on casting.
Oh, okay.
We were
right.
waiting
so
on casting.
Okay.
Right, and as soon as we saw what they looked like, then we started designing. We have to make 2D art of these characters all the time.
Right.
You know, whether it's live action or it's a SpongeBob, we have to be able to draw them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what we would do and work on how we were going to structure those humans into characters.
How'd you meet Sylvester Stallone?
So MGM was one of my many studio clients. I work for all the studios, and I used to call MGM and say, listen, if you ever do anything with Rocky, you got to call me because I'm the Rocky guy.
Yeah.
And I just, that has been in my DNA since I saw that movie in 1976,
mm-hmm.
I was 12 years old. I saw it 13 times in the movie theater. I'm sorry, 8 years old. I saw it 13 times in the
wow.
movie theater. So I just kept doing this for a decade. I would bang on their door. And eventually they called me and said, the 35th anniversary is coming up. We want you to create a collection of artwork for that. So I did it. What I didn't know is they were going to surprise me at the end and introduced me to Sly.
Okay.
So I could present him with the art.
Yeah.
Which I did. And we just hit it off because he's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
He's an incredible painter. His stuff is all over Europe and whatnot.
He's a fascinating guy.
Yeah, he is really a true Renaissance man.
Yeah.
And so we hit it off as artists. And then we grew from there and started Icons in Art, which is where I set out to retell Rocky through fine art.
Okay.
So from on screen to on canvas was my kind of mission statement.
Okay.
So since then, I have been doing that and creating scenes that do not exist in the movie. That's what I'm doing. I'm looking at it from different angles. If the director was here instead of there, what would that have looked like?
Interesting.
So that's one of my real claims to fame on this.
Can you give me a specific example of like where we would know the scene from the movie?
Absolutely. I mean, the most poignant scene in that film and in the whole franchise is round 14 of the first film, where he is just being pummeled by Apollo Creed, and eventually Apollo just, you know, knocks him out. He goes down to the corner, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking at his manager, Mickey, and Mickey's saying, down, stay down, don't get up, right? But Rocky does get up, and he pulls Apollo in, and we watch him slowly come in, and then he just unloads and shatters his ribs. Well, we see that behind Apollo. We only see him, his back.
Yeah.
He's got the camera on Rocky. And I thought the real money shot is Apollo.
Right.
What does his face look like while this guy is shattering his ribs like he did in that meat locker, right?
Yeah.
So I flipped the camera around to the other side and painted it from there.
Okay.
So you could see the pain and the anguish on Apollo Creed's face.
I got to ask you, I feel like there's application to your work, not just from an artistic perspective or an entertainment perspective, but from the filmmaker's perspective to reincorporate.
Yeah, well, there is. I mean, look, I work in film all the time. So when new movies come out, I sit in on the table reads and I deal with the scripts and the directors and all that. So I'm just part of that world. So I'm always thinking with a director's eye, an artistic eye, of where that camera should be when I'm reading a scene.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, a lot of times they do take some cues for me when I'm throwing things out there.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We've got John Reveille with us. He is an artist who is, connected to Rocky, connected to Sylvester Stallone, but so many more projects as well. Rocky's 50th is coming out.
76.
Yeah. As well. So I was born in 76. So
wow.
I'm
Yes. Yeah,
so let's push that back as far as
a big one coming for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Rocky's 50th is coming out. What are you doing for it?
I have some big things planned.
Mm-hmm.
Some things I can't talk about, all of them, because they're kind of secret. I've been working with Amazon and MGM. Amazon recently bought MGM.
Mm-hmm.
But one I can talk about is we are doing a book, a coffee table book of all of my art.
And
it's a huge mass collection at this point. It's called The Art of Rocky, a 50-year retrospective of the films. So that is one of the big initiatives that I'm going to be doing. And another one is, you know, the Rocky Steps, where he runs up the steps in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Well, that's the Philadelphia Art Museum. I don't know. Not a lot of people know that. That's a very famous museum.
Yeah.
And we are in discussions with them right now about doing an exhibit of my original paintings in that museum. So when people run up those steps, they can now go inside and continue their quest for Rocky and go in and see my, you know, display of Rocky paintings.
Oh, very cool stuff. Very cool stuff. Stepping away from Rocky, but keeping it with Sylvester Stallone. Where's that partnership going outside of the Rocky films? Because, I mean, Stallone's resume is...
Well, the man never stops working.
Right.
He's a machine. You know, he's 78, and he's just... You can't slow him down. He's just finishing the second season of Tulsa Gang.
So, he's going to get me to... I haven't subscribed to Paramount yet.
Yeah.
He's going to get me over the edge. I keep seeing clips of Tulsa King.
Yeah.
He's on his game.
Oh, yeah. That's why I got Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
Just for that.
Just for Tulsa King.
Just for that.
Yeah. I'm,
so he asked, me to do three paintings for Tulsa King for this next season. So I don't know what he's doing with them, but he did ask me for them. He was very specific in what he wanted.
Okay.
He has that artist eye. So I just finished those.
But you've done Rambo as well?
I have done Rambo. Yep. I've done Cobra. And we're about...
Cobra.
Well, you know...
Totally forgot Cobra.
Sly has his own store, Sly Stallone Shop.
Okay.
It's an online, but also a brick and mortar in Philadelphia at the base of the Rocky Steps. Phenomenal thing. It's run by a great guy, Nick Cordasco, who works very closely with Sly. And Sly has been releasing action figures of his characters. So I do the artwork for those boxes. So that's another place that my art is showing up.
Okay.
Is to sell his, you know, products that he's been putting out there recently.
Very nice. Talk about Sly as a focus of the art, though? I mean, what's, you know, in comparison to, like, if you were doing art of someone else, how is he as a centerpiece?
I find him to be the most fascinating subject to paint because he has such a unique look to him, you know?
Which was part of the struggle getting his acting career started.
Exactly right. But it's those, I don't want to say defects, but those defects that make you a star. It's mm-hmm. the something missing, you know, the something that's wrong that yeah. drives you. It's not the something extra. It's the something that's missing. All right. So I look at him and I just, those eyes, they're so expressive. Yeah, I mean, this guy, when he acts, he can do more with just facial expressions than some actors can do with a 15-minute soliloquy.
Yeah.
You know, his face is so, so expressive. So it's so fun and it's just, that's what an artist wants, is to get in there. And I know his face, you know, every inch of it at this yeah. point. I painted
by
it so
memory
much.
At this point.
Yeah,
right?
That's yeah. why, I, you know, when we do the action figures, I work on getting those faces right on those little dolls and stuff.
Very cool yeah. stuff. We got about a minute and a half left with John Rivoli, artist John Rivoli. Icons and Art .com is the website. Getting away from Stallone, though, you've got a portrait of the former President Donald Trump up there as well. What crushed you over there?
I do. I was asked to do that painting. I was commissioned to do it. I did it months ago, maybe 5 or 6 months ago. And I've had it. And then when the events happened a few weeks ago where they tried to assassinate him, I brought it out because it just seemed to make sense to me.
Sure.
So I asked permission if I could make 100 limited edition Giclée prints of it to sell so that I could help the family of Corey Comparatore,
yes.
who got murdered that day. So I'm trying to raise some money to put into their GoFundMe. So that's why I brought the painting out of Trump.
So is there room in this world that you would want to move into as well? I mean, you've been on the entertainment side. You've been, you know, on the cartoon and live action side. The political world has so much theater and drama within it right now. I would imagine there's a lot to capture.
I'm sure there is, but I don't want to go in that world.
I don't
blame
you.
That is not a pleasant world. I stay away from it as much as I can. In fact, Sly once told me never talk about that stuff.
Well, you know? I mean.
And that's why he never does. And I don't either. I did this one post and boy, I got, you know, gunfire at me. So I just want to stay away from that to begin with.
Iconsandart.com is the website. Iconsandart.com if you want to check it out. It is fantastic stuff. John, I appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Thank you so much, Brian.